Enough of the chicanery. It's time for East Meets West 44. I'm Tom Merritt.
And I'm Roger Chang. It's a palindrome this episode.
That's his real name. The number is.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's not hard to make a number palindrome, though.
Is it?
It's not. You just take any number and then do it in reverse. It's not really difficult.
Taking 43 is the same as 34?
Well, 4,334 is a palindrome, though.
Yes. And
that's
so,
what I'm saying. It's easy to create number palindromes.
So are you saying palindromes can only be done if they're difficult?
I'm saying palindromes are really cool if they're at least words. We got off to a bad start. I'm mad at Roger. No, I'm not.
Oh, it's okay. He's always mad at me.
That's not true.
As long as you take it out on me and not your dog, I'm cool with it, dude.
You provide that service for Django. Roger, you get internalize your anger, don't you?
No. I metastasize it into something either very unhelpful or in something incredibly unhelpful.
Ah, I see.
Either a fit of rage, a tantrum, or a combination of the two.
You're scaring the new listeners. Like Talal, for instance.
Talal, says, wait a minute.
I recently discovered this netcast and am loving it.
I like the quote in the hyphen.
Netcast?
Feels like he's fishing for casting.
Lately, I've been scrolling through some old episodes since I had no idea of this show's existence before Roger plugged it on DLTV.
Plug, plug, plug.
Did you plug it?
Yes.
Nice. I started watching Tech TV back in the eighth grade. I'm a freshman at UBC now.
Stop. I feel so bad. I
thought it was the greatest thing on TV until its untimely death. Since then, I've been trying to keep up to date with all the shows by my favorite people from Tech TV, and this netcast just adds to the list. Keep up the good work, guys.
Woo-hoo,
thanks,
new listener. I love new listeners who write in. I can honestly say it's kind of cool not to say that there's anything wrong with the current writers, but it's nice to know that there's a nice, big audience out there.
It's growing.
Yes, yeah. It feeds my ego.
We've moved past Jason. I mean, not that we've left Jason behind, although we did say at one time that we would always read Jason's email, and I have to say we didn't keep that promise. Jason has sent emails that we haven't read.
Oh.
But so we apologize, Jason.
I forgive you.
We suck. But Jason will always be listener number one.
Yes.
Absolutely.
He's the first one to write
but when
in.
I say we've moved beyond, it's like we have more. We have listeners. Not only have listeners,
we've moved together forward.
All of us.
Yes.
As one.
As a large ship.
Well, and Jason's been busy. He's moved on, too. Like, when he first started listening, I think he was taking courses. He may still be taking courses, but he's now, like, flying all over the country covering rugby and stuff.
So. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
See, I mean, everyone can grow from this podcast. From
the
smallest podcast. Don't make fun
you
of...
You tried to say pod crap, didn't you?
Why are you trying to make fun of my accent, dude? I don't think that's right.
You don't
right.
have an accent.
Hey.
Why do you want to have an accent?
From the smallest acorn grow the largest oak trees, my friend.
I don't understand your ways, Roger Chang.
You're too inscrutable.
I just want to let you know the sacrifice I'm making...
Yeah,
four,
so
East Meets West,
everyone
44.
Take 5 seconds in silence.
No, that's too long.
Okay, four,
that's
three,
dead air.
Two, one. We'll take a second in silence.
What for?
Done.
Explain.
Well, people don't understand this, but Tom is afflicted with a fever.
Yeah, I am.
It's a disease.
That's true.
Unfortunately, no known clinic can cure it, not even the free clinic over on Hate Street.
No.
It is, unfortunately, as most people might know, baseball fever.
Yes. And it's the only sport I really am that feverish about. I enjoy watching a few other sports, as people know.
You were
CFL,
born from a pine tree,
rugby,
weren't you?
That sort of thing. Born from a pine
tree?
Isn't
that what they make bats from? Pine?
Oh, man. No, oak, maple, pine tar. Use pine tar on the bat. In fact, that was a controversy in the World Series. Kenny Rogers on
Kenny
Sunday.
Kenny Rogers? Like
yes.
The singer?
Yes, the singer. He pitches for the Detroit Tigers.
Not only is he a movie, actor, restaurant entrepreneur, he's also a Major League Baseball participant.
And had a smudge of pine tar on his hand. He claims it was just dirt, but everybody could tell it was pine tar. And they made him remove it.
Oh, so he could hold the ball?
Yeah, especially when it gets cold, the ball gets really slick. So putting a little pine tar in your hand helps you grip the ball a little better. It's sort of accepted cheating in Major League Baseball, apparently.
It's a nudge,
like 60% of the pitchers do it because it doesn't really do much for the ball. Like, it doesn't make it break. It's not like a spitball or anything, but it helps you grip it better. So it helps your pitch. Helps you pitch
what
better.
What if you could do a mutation where your hands were always just clammy? And the
Gaylord Perry, actually, a pitcher for the Giants, claimed he never used pine tar because his hands sweated so much that he never had a problem getting a good grip on the ball. And Gaylord Perry was also accused of throwing spitballs quite often. So,
all right.
Anyway, yeah, so the World Series is starting. I can see it right there. Joe Buck, not his dad, Joe Buck is giving the pregame announcements. Hasn't started yet.
He's balding. You can tell by the
way
he combs his hair.
I will be missing the first pitch of the game.
Everyone blame Roger Chang.
Why?
I don't know.
It is your fault, but why? Tell them.
Why? Because I was unable to make it yesterday when you were out of town.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Why didn't you fly down to Los Angeles? We could have done it at Digital Hollywood.
Was it cool there?
Yeah.
You wince when you say that. I'd like to know why.
These conferences are always so boring. I had really interesting people on the panel. David Hyman was one of them. He's the former CEO of Gracenote.
Okay.
You may recall. There was Howard Kashansky, who is a data mining. They do a lot of data analysis and data mining. Tom Gerace from Gather.com.
Gather.
There were a few other. There were three other people on the panel, too. Michael Raneri, Mike Brown, and of course, this is what... Oh, Chase Norlin and Louis Moynihan. Those were all the people on the panel.
Sounds like a baseball team.
CEOs, almost every one of them was a CEO. And doing lots of Web 2.0 stuff.
Was it boring because of the content or the question?
The topic was blogs, wikis, mashups. The reason it's boring...
Is vague.
Is because of the setup. You've got these seven people in a row. Way too many, first of all. Are all very knowledgeable, but are all very careful. They don't want to step on anybody's toes. They're out there looking for venture capital funding, and the people they want it from are in the audience. So they've got to be careful. And then you've got an audience who's very quiet. They're not involved in the discussion
at all. They're spectators.
It's just a very sterile setup, I feel like. And even at South by Southwest, which is a much more laid-back conference, you still had just the setup. Is such that, and I don't know how to fix that, but it was a good discussion. There were some great ideas thrown around.
Perhaps if you put some
interesting audience questions, but
some sort of large half dome, almost like a jungle gym where two men enter.
You should talk into the mic.
Everyone
would like to hear what you're saying.
Yes. Well, anyways, you should have them fight to the death in a gladiatorial game.
I think so.
For fun and prizes.
I think so. I think that's
especially
probably
the
best way. There was a lot of talk about social media. They also everybody throws around a lot of buzzwords in these things.
You know, you describe it to me, I'm already kind of half asleep.
Yeah, see what I mean? Yeah. And it's not. It's really cool stuff. You're talking about blogging. You're talking about podcasts. You're talking about people making their own content and taking over the means of entertainment creation. But it gets all bogged down somehow.
Yeah, because people tend to do that. Too many people in the pipe.
I tried to make some jokes. They didn't, but see, the,
I don't know.
People
I'm just trying to figure.
People
your
are afraid to laugh. Well, I was in my setup. I was describing social content, whatever, and I was talking about Wikipedia.
Uh-huh.
And I was said, you know, with Wikipedia, unlike any other previous medium, if you are reading about ice weasels' mating habits and you know something that is not in there, you can add it. It's not a joke, but ice weasels, as an example, really puzzled the audience. They're like, what? A couple people tried to refer to it later and called it ice monkeys or ice ferrets. And I was like,
see,
no.
Dude, that just lost the plot.
First of all, ice weasel is a browser.
First of all, you need to choose something that's shocking, like naked teens in heat.
That's not shocking. Ice weasel's mating is shocking.
No.
Naked teens in heat is just late night commercial material.
Is it? I don't know.
If you turn on the TV at night, it's like, oh,
it's
Girls
porn.
Gone Wild. Get your CD. Order now.
Or you could just say, you know, hey, if you wanted to do a search on, you know, boobs.
Yeah, see, that's boring.
Nah.
Everybody knows that that's what the internet's built on.
Yeah, that's hot.
Okay.
Got to edit that one. No, we don't.
Well.
Do we?
I don't know. Okay, I just stopped the recording. I think that's a first in East Meets West history. I stopped the recording and edited.
You need to get the little turntable.
Here's the thing, because I am not for censorship. If you really want to know what Roger said, play it backwards. That's all I did. I just reversed it.
Okay. All right.
I can't believe you said that.
Oh.
Even backwards.
I can't even pronounce it backwards. Why are you blaming me for?
You just did. Go listen. Ross C. Brown says, Doctor Who rocks!
It does rock.
We in the UK are getting some spinoff show called Torchwood.
Now, see, did you watch that episode? I referred to Torchwood.
Yes. I did. The season kicks off later this month, and I'm not sure how great it will be. It will no doubt be on CBC in America not long afterwards.
I don't get CBC.
Nah, I don't get CBC either. It sucks. I get BBC America, though. And they don't get Doctor Who either. It goes to Sci-Fi.
Yeah, you know why? It's because it's all about exclusivity.
Yep. Right? That world's dying.
Perhaps.
Everybody's going to get everything
sooner
or later.
No, everyone says that. But you know, once that happens, exclusivity will now become a premium again.
Well, watch. I agree.
No, I agree. I honestly believe these things always work in cycles.
But this world of like, no, Doctor Who is only released in UK for the first, and then a year later we'll put it out.
No, that's
the world that's dying.
No, what you'll see is it'll be limited to either one provider or one side or for a limited time.
Yeah, but everybody will be able to get it that provider at the
same
time. Well, no more of the Sony suing people because they're selling the PSP in Europe.
That's a load of fertilizer, frankly.
Yes, it is. You want to say something backwards again?
No, you know the whole Leek Song thing, right?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
For people who don't know, Leek Song is a
Is it Leek Song?
Leek Song.
Because I keep calling it Leek Sang.
Leek Sang, I don't know. Depends on how they pronounce it.
Would know.
It's a phonetic approximation, my friend.
Leek Song.
Don't do that.
Wow, I just got disdained.
Anyways, they're a well-known Hong Kong company that specializes in video game imports. So say if you're in Europe or North America and you want to get the latest Japanese titles that are Japanese exclusive, you can order through Leek Song. But unfortunately, because Leek Seed, I got you saying it, you freak. Now, unfortunately, because Sony has accused that LS of improperly reselling PSPs to other markets Sony does not approve of. They had a court order in Britain or injunction or something.
In Europe?
Britain.
In Britain, okay.
But because of the way EU works, commerce laws now take effect from any member EU across the entire EU, I believe.
Okay.
So Leek Song essentially put on their website, we're closed for business.
Yep. They said they're taking the ball and going home. Timothy says, portmanteau.
Yes.
That was the word we were trying to think of.
Thank you, Tim. Unfortunately, we didn't get to it until today.
Mark Hudson, good points about the Marvel Civil War thing. He's going to keep it under his hat. If you didn't listen to the last episode, Mark was worried about whether he should release some information he got about the Marvel Civil War, and he's decided not to.
You know, I like the Marvel Civil War. I think it's well written, but you can probably argue or debate me on this, Mark, but I think some of the plot lines in it, well, not exactly retreading material. It's very familiar territory. It's nothing outlandish. Maybe for the Marvel Universe it is, but from my perspective, it's kind of not as I would say innovative
uh-huh.
as it could have been.
Innovative.
Hey, why you gotta make fun of me, man?
That's not
true. I have a sore throat.
Do you?
No.
From all that shouting. See, why do you have to make excuses, man?
I'm a martyr, dude. Born martyr.
Born martyr. We should add that to the Wikipedia entry that Mark created for East Meets West.
I'm a born martyr?
Yeah. East Meets West podcast has its own Wikipedia entry, and it survived quick deletion.
Oh.
It got marked for quick deletion.
You know, quick deletion to me reminds me of, you know, when you watch those nature flicks?
No.
When animals are born, they have those, like, 4 hours to get ready to move around or they'll get eaten.
Yeah, we didn't get eaten.
Our afterbirth is long past behind us.
Mark put out a call for some help justifying the Wikipedia entry, and he got it.
Yes.
And it didn't get deleted, so.
That rocks.
Yeah. I got some random comments from SDF, also a new listener. Just started listening after Roger's shameless plug.
Why is it shameless?
Well, that's what makes it shameless.
I'm not.
You were not ashamed. Yes. Therefore, shameless.
That's true. I'm so ashamed.
He says, or she says, I don't know, SDF says, theme song is wacky. No one says wacky anymore, but it applies here. Theme song is sitar version of Yummy Yummy.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I forget the rest of it.
Says, your show sounds great. Too many podcasts sound terrible. That's because we're stealing the equipment.
We're not stealing. We're stealing equipment time.
Smallville's best days are long gone.
I agree.
And it gives a whole list of that.
Wait a minute. Are you hinting at Green Arrow with green?
I like Green Arrow.
Yeah, but come on. One of our other listeners pointed out that she treats Smallville like a Elseworld, but you know what other Elseworld book goes on for like eight seasons?
Eight seasons?
How many seasons is this thing on?
Five.
Five seasons?
Or this might be the sixth.
I don't know. I stopped watching after the second.
I think this is the sixth. Yeah, so I think, well, you're getting to the point where it's like, okay, he's in college. Change him to Superman. Let's go.
My thing is that he's still too short. Where's his growth spurt that makes him 6'1"?
He's not short. What are you talking about?
Alex, for the actor?
Tom Welling?
Yeah.
He's not short.
How tall is he?
I don't know, but he's as tall as Lex in every shot I see. I mentioned that to Eileen when we were watching Smallville.
No. But that you can fool that shot easily.
Well, it doesn't matter how tall he really is as long as he looks tall on TV.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He doesn't look that tall on TV.
I think he looks tall enough to be Superman. What, do you think he's supposed to be like 6'10"?
No, I think he needs to be 6'1 or above.
I think he looks 6'1".
He doesn't look 6'1".
I'm 6'1". He looks as tall as me. I can look him eye to eye when
I used to think Tom
Cruise
was 5'9 until I saw him one time.
He's
like,
5'4".
Yeah, he's an elf.
Eh, everybody's taller on TV. And then it adds, 10 pounds, something like that?
So what are you trying to say? I'm fat?
I'm trying to say don't go on Undo TV because it'll add 10 pounds.
Wait, won't Undo TV undo the poundage?
Hey, can we put audio on Undo TV?
I don't know. Even though
it's TV?
I haven't tried.
I don't know. We should try. We'll put East Meets West up there as a contribution.
See if it gets kicked off.
It probably will.
Out. Who are you two? How dare you put anything on my sacred site?
Oh, and then they were talking about Undo TV, actually. That's why I brought it up. And about whether corporately owned stuff like Ziff Davis's DLTV or CNET TV's stuff will go on there.
That is all owned part and parcel by Comcast.
What is? DLTV?
No. The ZD.
Oh, no. Ziff Davis's DLTV.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought...
Your show that you work on.
No, that's owned by ZD.
Right.
It could be.
But are you going to distribute it through Undo TV?
Well, it depends because we currently have, I don't know, Patrick would probably be in a better position
to
explain.
Yeah, well, the thing is, the way our
distribution is handled currently, I don't know if changing how we distribute it would affect the ads
or
the sales that we
have.
Well,
if you put it out as a podcast, which you do, it's similar putting it on Undo TV. But
who's paying for the Undo TV bandwidth, or is that just a link site?
I don't know. I can't remember. Chris has got that. Chris Perillo has that all taken care of. But I know a lot of people are paying attention to it, especially after Leo's dramatic posting on the Twit site, which has everyone. We've been talking about it on Buzz Out Loud on CNET.
You have?
Yeah.
Wow.
We've had callers calling in.
Were they sobbing?
They're basically pleading with Molly to go show up for a Twit to help save it. And even Veronica.
Oh my God.
Because if anybody doesn't know, Leo, who does This Week in Tech, had posted on Twit TV that a bunch of people played hooky, didn't show up, so there'd be no episode, and then he was going to be on a cruise, so there wouldn't be episode. And then the line that got everybody talking was, right now, I'll decide what happens to Twit TV when I get back, but for now it's on life support. Which made everybody think he's going to cancel it.
But I didn't get a notice about whether I get these. I'm not even sure. I'm not going to talk about it.
He was upset because people ditched him, and I understand that.
No, but that.
So, but don't read into it too much. That's what I'm telling people. Okay. You know, just don't.
But you shouldn't use the word "people ditched him" either, because that.
Oh, okay, but whatever. People didn't show up, and he was upset, and so
no one was available. Would probably be a better term.
All right. Fine.
I'm just saying because I'm...
Because you're one of those people.
Well, so am I. Well, the thing is, I didn't get an email about it until Sunday morning,
mm-hmm.
which was the day we were going to... Which he normally does it, but I'm not on... He doesn't send out that email every week because sometimes he has that entire cast filled, so I don't know if it's... Because I can't assume it's every week anymore.
I said this on Buzz Out Loud, too. It's hard enough to get us at CNET. I mean, Molly wasn't here today because she had to do some shooting. It's hard to get enough people together for a organized corporate pay thing that's ostensibly your job, much less do a weekend thing with a bunch of people in all different walks of life together. So don't give up on Leo yet.
No, I'm not saying people to give up on Leo. No,
no, I know you're not. I'm talking to the audience.
I mean, Twit is a great podcast, a great vehicle for a lot of different ideas and opinions. Hopefully, Leo will reconsider.
And he's got plenty going on.
Yes.
He's not doing anything.
He's a very busy person.
All right. So enough about that. Rodrigo said, hey guys, wanted to share a video with you. For the first time ever, Sao Paulo had a demo race of an F1 racing car.
Now, when you do demo race, is that just like an exhibition game?
I don't know. I posted some comments in the video on my blog. You can not only see the car racing on a regular road, but you can also see him doing in 4 minutes what takes 25 minutes. Pretty amazing.
Oh, so it's compressed, the video, time-wise.
Or is he just doing what would normally take people 25 minutes and racing so fast? I mean, oh, yeah, there's the audio.
Oh, my ears.
Okay, so we're gonna play it. You can't see it because it's an audio podcast, but we're going to watch it. Here's the... he's on city streets, and he's an F1, Formula One car.
A lot of races are built that way.
Okay, so that's why it's a demo, because it's just one car.
Yeah.
He's not racing other
cars. No, a lot of races, a lot of Formula One are built on existing tracks.
Or Grand Prix
style,
right?
So like
where you go through the streets.
Where you go, well, they basically block off the streets, but the roadways actually have to be a certain specification.
I remember when I was young and I first heard of the Grand Prix and the fact that they are on regular city streets.
Mm-hmm.
I was convinced that it was just, they just went out and raced and they didn't block off the streets. The poor French drivers just had to look behind them.
But the thing is, the streets are in order. They have to be F1 graded roads. You know what I mean? Surfaced. So, like in Australia, before the race picked up again that following year, they had to resurface the roads.
Uh huh.
So it has to meet a certain standard.
No, I know. I was just a little kid, though.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying.
Jeez, stop picking on me. I was six.
It's not like you can just drive out in the boonies and like, ah, it's a road. It's awesome.
Thanks to JB for filling in on the artwork.
Cool.
We have never required people to do artwork ever, but people always do.
And
that's great.
And that is, no, totally. That's so amazing. I mean, that's what's so great about, I think, podcasting in general. It's just kind of the camaraderie and the community feel. That's great. I think that's awesome.
Jonathan C. said that the MacBook is alive and kicking.
Cool.
And but because of Time Warner's insolence, we will not be able to have our tubes up and running until Monday. So that's why JB jumped in. And JB's like, I'm not sure I did it right. There's no wrong way to do it. You did great. Love it.
Yes.
Looks good.
It was a measure of coolness.
Are you going to CES? Rodrigo wants to know.
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
What are you going to do?
Work.
Really?
Yes.
For who?
For DLTV.
Come on, give me the... No.
The thing is, we're actually talking about today, the reason I can't give any more details is because I don't know him.
Yeah, I know. Me either.
Patrick is currently getting his truck fortified with new suspension in Colorado, and he has most of that the CES info in his noggin.
Okay.
So
we better hope everything goes okay for him.
Yes, let's hope that suspension holds up.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be there, too. Of course, we will have a booth, like we always do.
Oh, you're gonna have the trailer in the booth as well.
Yeah, CNET will have a booth and a trailer.
I have to hunt you down. I have to hunt down Veronica, see if she's still limping.
Yeah, we'll have to do East meets West from CES.
Yes, that would be so cool.
That'd be fun.
And you know what? Let's get Veronica in on one of these finally.
Yeah, she had to run home. I always invite her after work when we do the ones after work.
Yes.
We'll have to plan one.
Something about the orcs that call to her.
Uh huh. We did a whole podcast on World of Warcraft today. The Real Deal podcast.
Wow.
Where she just went off on online gaming. She would not stop talking. She could seriously talk for hours about
that.
Yes,
no, that girl plays
a mean MMORPG.
Yes, she does.
She does. All right. Anything else in your brain, Chang?
No. Anything else on the message boards?
I kind of skipped through. There's a lot of stuff about Leo and Twit there at the end.
Yeah, you know our opinions on that. And Roger, you got to appear on the show. I was on the show recently, and I... Oh, wait, that's Twit. I'm sorry.
Actually, we should read Eddie G. He's like, okay, so I'm not sure what I meant by surprisingly good. I want to apologize for saying that. Don't worry, we were just kidding. I guess I was surprised it was good because I had no clue what to expect from it. Makes sense. I mean, the title doesn't say much about your podcast. Sorry.
But, you know, that's the way we like it.
I know.
Only people who would be interested in the topic would actually dig deep enough. We don't want the casual listener. We want the listener.
So don't sweat it, Eddie. We were just joking around. And to answer Tom's question about what do I think about podcasts after this one, well, I like it even better, LOL. Seriously, it's a great podcast, and I may soon put it in my top 10 podcast list. Ooh,
oh, it's not already?
That would be nice. You're always pushing, aren't you, Roger?
I want to see what the competition is.
Which I will have to change and update soon anyway. Plus, I'm shocked and amazed that you read my comment. No podcast, listen to, watch, ever respond to my comments or emails. So that made me very happy and made me like your podcast even more.
Yes. And again, if there are new listeners or listeners that haven't posted on the board before, please post.
Yes.
It's always great to hear new people.
Subbrilliant.com/EMW. You can either post your thoughts about the show, or you can engage in conversation with other listeners.
And tell us where both of us are wrong.
Yes, because we often are. Like, 3 + 2 = 6. There you go. Sometimes I just throw them in there so that people can correct them.
See, what happens is you forgot the +1 at the end. But anyways, +1.
All right, well, that's it for this time, because I got to go watch the World Series.
Yes.
Top of the 2nd, 1 out, no score.
All right, you better get there.
All right, bye.
Bye.